This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a solvent. It is a lubricant. It is a CLP, and it is a treatment. And you should go and check it out right now. Froglube.com. Welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Oh, yeah. This is where you take the AR-15 and you turn it into something altogether different. OperationParts.com. Every American learns in grade school of the three-part structure of the U.S. government, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial branches. I think they still teach that. In the Federalist Papers number 47, James Madison, called by many the father of the Constitution, remarked that the accumulation of these powers in the hands of one party may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. The Constitution, at least in theory, forbids any one of the three branches from delegating its powers or duties to another branch. But the Constitution has effectively been amended, albeit quite outside of the prescribed process. Because today there's a fourth branch of government, nowhere authorized in the Constitution, has, as legal scholar Philip Hamburger observes, transformed American government and society and become the government's primary mode of controlling Americans. How did this absolutely abysmal change in the constitutional edifice come to pass so quietly? Story begins more than a century ago when new assumptions about the role and configuration of government gradually superseded the classic liberal idea of the founding generation. A look at the political thought of Woodrow Wilson provides a very useful illustration of this new way of thinking about the state, now known as progressivism. Wilson believed the science of administration, which he saw as still in its knowledge, must be adapted to accommodate widening new conceptions of state duty. To Wilson, the weightier debates of constitutional principle were passé, increasingly irrelevant, and to the more pressing questions of running a large and complex government apparatus. The idea of limited government itself began belong to a simpler time. Wilson's answer to the admittedly poisonous atmosphere of corruption and confusion in government at all levels was an appeal to the impartial scientific method. And here he was a product of his time. Successive breakthroughs in the natural sciences had convinced Wilson's generation that virtually everything, government included, could be understood and restructured in terms of fixed scientific law. Government and human nature were believed to be perfectible through science. Wilson and the progressives accordingly believed bureaucrats were, though an august commitment to the common good, lifted above ordinary greed and self-interest. The federal bureaucracy would be their temple, a thing apart from partisan melees and their raucous debates. It was to be the cloistered, rarefied world of trained subject matter experts, objective and scientific, unmoved by selfish interest and unsoiled by politics. In principle, the modern administrative state, this new fourth branch of government, represents a forthright repudiation of the liberal Enlightenment principles upon which the constitutional order was premised. And the administrative state's early exponents readily acknowledges that much. Government, they argued, should not be limited. It should be empowered, maximizing resources and latitude for credentialed experts. Progressivism, once it had subdued the liberalism of old, quietly adopted its name as liberals, leading to a lexicographical confusion that still confounds to this day. That's why I don't call them liberals anymore. A consideration of the broad discretionary power of the modern administrative state would not be complete without discussing the Supreme Court's decision in Chevron versus NRDC and the destructive legal doctrine to which, well, it bore it right there. The Chevron doctrine has its origin in a legal challenge to the Environmental Protection Agency's chosen means of enforcing the Clean Air Act. The petitioners argued a new regulation enacted in the first year of the Reagan administration was inconsistent with the statute as enacted by Congress. The plaintiffs named as defendant in the suit Ann Gorsuch, then head of the EPA, and the mother of current Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, who has been critical of the Chevron decision. Specifically, the lawsuit set forth a challenge to the agency's implementation of the so-called bubble concept, where several distinct sources of pollution at a single plant could be grouped together, treated as under a single bubble for the purposes of compliance. The laxity permitted by this bubble rule, as the petitioners argued, was at odds with the Clean Air Act and abuse of the agency's discretion. The D.C. Circuit, in an opinion authored by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, held that the EPA's new rule was impermissible. As an energy company, Chevron had standing to appeal, and the Supreme Court heard arguments in February of 1984. Reversing the D.C. Circuit, the Supreme Court concocted a new test for determining whether a federal agency's rulemaking ought to stand. Confronted with a statute that is silent or ambiguous with respect to the specific question, the proper inquiry is whether the resolution provided by the agency regulation represents a permissible construction of the law's language. I can't stand all this legal speak. I really can't. Courts must defer to any interpretation that is reasonable. Calling up the Wilsonian ideal of a bureaucratic state run by qualified, disinterested professionals, the court noted judges are not experts in the field. As a matter of practice, the Chevron doctrine completely precludes judicial review of an administrative agency rule. So that perverts the constitutional order by allowing the federal government to interpret the meaning of the law for itself. No checks, no balances, and, you know, with no checks, power absolute. Since such total deference fundamentally undermines the vision of the federal government reflected in the Constitution. Even if you agree with an agency's interpretation in a given case, that whole repositioning of the authority is a dangerous subversion of the rule of law. So, the federal bureaucracy gets to police themselves. And they have naturally given to themselves more power and discretion, and their regulatory reach stretches into almost every area of life today. And it has acted in accordance with its nature. The administrative state is, at base, the embodiment of ruling class condescension, contemptuousness of its benighted wards, and their efforts at self-organization. The fourth branch, the bureaucratic state, which you can think of it as a regulatory state as well, but, you know, that's another thing that's going to take some time to roll back, but hopefully it will get rolled back. But we will see. Coming up next, we're going to look at the snowflakes, just because they fascinate me. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Fire, Frog Lube, fire.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is something that I'll take the paste and I cake it all over the bolt carrier group and on an AR-15. Gets sort of tacky. And then when I pull the trigger the first time, it smooths out and it just runs. Froglube.com. Check them out. As Trump is focusing on jobs, Barack Obama's oddness as a president begins to come very sharply into focus. How little we heard about jobs during Obama's two terms. Not even jobs in the inner city. We did hear a great deal about racism and sexism and homophobia on college campuses. The media created the impression that Obama didn't do much as president besides fundraise and play golf. He was actually both busy and effective in radicalizing his chosen identity groups. It is not necessary for the hard left to win over a majority of their targeted demographics. They only need to create a vocal, domineering minority that gets their hands on the levers of power and money. And nowhere do you see the success of that strategy more than on a college campus. Jobs for Radicals was Obama's major jobs initiative. Get progressives hired on campus where they recruit thousands of young people, encouraging vulnerable kids to major in grievance studies. Then use threats and funds from the federal government and campus agitation to require more hiring of grievance professors and staff. More power for the hard left. Obama's Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department and the Department of Education's own Office for Civil Rights accused our colleges of being hotbeds of racism and rape. In response, colleges staffed up their rape protection, diversity, and bias offices. 150 full-time professionals at UC Berkeley alone. There, the professional community organizers set to work creating a culture of antagonism and grievance right there on campus. They turned colleges all the way into centers of progressive indoctrination and bullying. UC Berkeley's Division of Equity and Inclusion has placed vertical banners across the main campus reminding students of the contemporary university's paramount mission, assigning guilt and innocence within the ruthlessly competitive hierarchy of victimhood. Each banner shows a photo beside a purported quotation from that student or bureaucrat, like, "I will think before I speak and act," promises a white male student from the class of 2016. It means I will mentally scan the University of California's official list of microaggressions. This transformation of these college campuses into Orwellian safe spaces for the snowflakes did not happen spontaneously. There was a snow machine behind it all. Obama's Department of Education sent out a Dear Colleague letter to every campus in America, threatening them with sexual discrimination lawsuits and loss of federal funds. Due process for these people that were accused, protection for free speech or freedom of religion, were no longer allowed on campus because the Bill of Rights is now redefined as abusive to victims. Here we have something where somebody documents how she went from being the dean of students to the dean of sexual assault because of misguided pressure from the Office of Civil Rights and the Obama administration as part of their hysterical campaign against the alleged campus rape culture. The new head of the DNC, Tom Perez, led the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division. He deliberately scared the heck out of the college administrators. For reasons that baffled everybody, the OCR released a list of colleges and universities under investigation for Title IX complaints, despite the fact that these institutions had not yet been found to be in violation of anything at all. Hand in hand with the intimidation tactics was the buying of power and place for progressives to dominate campus life. Obama offered millions of dollars of federal funds to launch rape programs, resources to help students who are victims of sexual assault, one of 61 grants totaling $25 million. The college will use the nearly $300,000 grant to improve offender accountability to make the campus safer for students. How do you improve offender accountability? What is the accountability for the offender besides jail and arrest in jail? federal money went to staff up on thought police, followed by the dear colleague threats. And to cover their rear ends, the colleges created the bias response teams that now supervise the speech of 2.84 million college students. Their speech police monitor politics and intellectual perspectives, as well as speech on race, sex, gender, and shape. Students and faculty are asked to anonymously report on one another to administrators who are empowered to reprimand, reacquire, or require re-education, even suspension and expulsion. That sounds like the Stasi, the East German Stasi. To meet the demand for the thought supervision, colleges have staffed up with hundreds of progressive administrators, driving up the cost of college, making administrators more dominant than faculty. Diversity training begins as a requirement for freshmen to teach them the new rules on approved thinking and train them on white guilt. It's a good thing that I don't go to school. I wonder if I could get a Pell Grant. I might want to learn how to broadcast. Anyway. UCLA held out for decades against requiring diversity courses, but they caved in last spring. The new black activists on campuses want even more. They are requiring white privilege and social justice be woven into every course, even engineering and forestry. Then we get when Thomas Easley interviews people who want to teach statistics at North Carolina State University. He poses a question most applicants probably aren't expecting. How would you integrate diversity into your curriculum? The radical campus groups demand more staff and new centers for the progressive agenda, a reinforcing spiral of radicalizing students and providing job for radical blacks, gays, and feminists continue the pressure on campus. And there's more than that in the snowflake machines. Much more than that. So, snowflakes. The only problem, snowflakes, is that sooner or later you're going to have to come out here and be with us. And then you won't have any more protection the way you're used to it. We'll be right back. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is something that is meant to treat your weapon in addition to lubricating it and keeping it clean. It makes it much more lethal. Check them out, froglube.com and Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Operation Parts is where you go to get your AR-15 and get it really all the way there. This is where you take it and make it more. OperationParts.com. Now, I've heard that this was either called the International Day of the Woman or a day without a woman rallies that were being held all throughout the country. I wonder what people from countries around the world think of us when they see some of the pictures from the Day Without a Woman rallies. I'm looking at one of these pictures right now. There's a woman standing there holding a sign that says, "Love is love." I have no idea what that means. Then there's the "Take your broken heart and make it into art," which is another inane remark. Then there's a lady holding up, "Liar in chief is not my president," and I wonder if she's talking about Obama, because he was the one that was paying less to the female employees. And it was the British Daily Mail who asserted that. They published all of President Barack Obama's employees may not be treated equally in the White House. As recently released financial records show that female employees earn significantly less than their male counterparts. Using the 2011 annual report of the White House staff salaries that was submitted to Congress, there is an $11,000 difference that is clear between the median female employee salary and the median male employee salary. Then, as if this was not enough, then we also have men showing up at these things wearing the pink hats with the bunny ears who feel compelled to state that men of quality fight for equality. Then there's the obligatory triad of the hijab-hooded Muslim, a black woman, and a play on the Rosie the Riveter of the World War II vintage. You have beautifully smiling women holding up our minds, our bodies, our power signs. They appear proud to be using the Black Lives Matter slogan that has resulted in so much destruction against shopkeepers and police officers. What the leaders of these marches would like folks to believe is that women are critical components in maintaining the economy. As if businesses and marketing executives and advertising executives don't already know that and spend millions of dollars reaching out to them demographically. Harley-Davidson Motorcycles, for example, has specifically marketed to women in the past few years. K.S. Heimowitz, who lays out a cogent description concerning the alleged gender pay differences and explains why the argument is not quite as clear-cut as those demonstrators would make you think. She writes, "No, you can't rule out discrimination, neither can you rule out other equally plausible explanations for the 7% gap. The data available to researchers may not be precise. For instance, it's extremely difficult to find accurate measures of work experience. There's also a popular theory that women are less aggressive than men when it comes to negotiating salaries. The point is, we don't know the reason or more likely reasons for the 7% gap. What we do know is that making the discrimination the default explanation for a wage gap, as proofers want us to do, leads us down some weird rabbit holes. Asian men and women earn more than white men and women do, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Does that mean that whites are discriminated against in favor of Asians? Female cafeteria attendants earn more than male ones do. Are men discriminated against in that field? Women who work in construction earn almost exactly what men in the field do, while women in education earn considerably less. So the logic of a default discrimination would lead us to conclude that construction workers are more open to having female colleagues than educators are. So with all due respect to the construction workers, that seems highly unlikely. So why do women work fewer hours, choose less demanding jobs, and then earn less than men do? The answer is obvious. Children. A number of researchers have found that if you consider only childless women, the wage gap disappears. June O'Neill, an economist who's probably studied wage gaps as much as anyone alive, has found that single childless women make about 8% more than single childless men do, though the advantage vanishes when you factor in education. Using Census Bureau data of pay levels in 147 of the nation's 150 largest cities, the research firm Reach Advisors recently showed that single childless working women under 30 earned 8% more than their male counterparts did. But that's likely to change as soon as the children arrive. Mothers, particularly those with young children, take more time off from work. Even when they're working, they're on the job less. So Behind the Pay Gap found that among women who graduated from college in 92-93, more than one-fifth of mothers were out of the workforce in 2003. Another 17% working part-time. But, you know, all of these facts and figures and data and logic and everything, that doesn't mean a damn thing to the pink hat warriors, you know, to the naughty bit beanie warriors. And that's because many sponsors of the march used it as a smokescreen to hide their true intentions. Confirmed speakers for the Day Without a Woman included District 4 Supervisor Katie Tang, Maria Trujillo, Executive Board Member of SEIU. Those are all left-wing organizations. All left-wing organizations. Then there's Rasmea Ode, who, according to published reports, this vile woman has at least 9 aliases. She was a member of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and in 1969 helped place a bomb in a Jerusalem supermarket that killed two Jewish youth in their early 20s. She served 10 years for her role in the plot, but was released in a prisoner swap. If these so-called advocates of women empowerment were truly compassionate and sentient beings, they would realize that by hurting the American economy, they only adversely affect the bottom of the line of companies who then need to adjust their pool of laborers or cut back on pay raises and bonuses. Economics 101, you know? I mean, that's just the way it goes. So they're not tackling anything. They're not tackling the age-old challenge of balancing outside work with the vitally important care of family. People should be educated to understand the parameters of how these economics work, instead of marching hand in hand with those who expressly wish to destroy capitalism. With no capitalism, there is no wage gap because everything you earn is going to the state. Which makes all of these people that were out there trying to walk around as true believers useful idiots. So we have that working for us. Love is love. I'm still trying to figure that one out. I'd really like to know what that means. Love is love. Anyway. Maybe I shouldn't do that. That leads to madness. We'll be right back.
Knife. But if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, indeed it does. Truly it does. I mean, every weapon I have smells minty fresh, and that's because I cake this stuff on it. And it works well. Try it out, froglube.com. I am enjoying the hubbub over the recent protest by Glock on the XM-17 Modular Handgun System Award to Sig Sauer. The community is rife with rumors and speculation, mostly centering on how Glock would not likely have a manual safety. They have put one on for the submission, and how the MHS is the only modular system. It was not. Two pins on a Glock and out pops the fire control group. In large government contracts, a protest is almost always a given. I've seen these many, many times. Whenever I've seen something pop up since I've been in this business anyway. And you almost always see them filed for any contract over $10 million. So at $500 million, it was just a matter of time until someone did it. The fact of the matter is, protests rarely complete their objective into derailing a procurement. Now, on occasion, a procurement officer will make a mistake, but on the larger contracts, the government has gotten pretty good at dotting I's and crossing T's. Cases like this one, the protest is often the first step in trying to discover if the government did indeed do anything illegal or outside the defined procurement, which would open up to legal action in federal court. Almost always, these are unsuccessful. With Glock and Beretta both receiving a full debriefing by the government prior to the award's announcement, which the timing of that was rather interesting because that was in the middle of SHOT Show. The government having significant discretion in its choice in the procurement as a full system, including ammo, it is very, very unlikely that Glock will be successful. But the drama is fun to watch. And it is always, you know, it's always possible, but the safe money is on the P320 being deployed in short order. And we'll see where that goes. As a matter of just what I am used to. The reason I am carrying this gun right now is because I carried this gun longer than any other gun ever out there, this platform, the 1911. And that makes a difference. Now, I still am an agency arms aficionado, and I still am a SIG P320 aficionado. And that's the lovely part of it. I can go back and forth if I wanna. But the thing the SIG P320 has for me that works out better is it has nearly an identical grip angle to this 1911. And that makes a big difference to me. A very big difference. Let's talk about drop leg holsters. I have two of them, both G-code platforms. This is part of the tactical cool or tactical phenomenon that has run amok. There are a lot of people that would say you don't need this kind of thing. There's a reason for a tactical drop leg, and we'll get to that in a minute. If you're going to a defensive pistol class, you probably should not take that with a drop leg holster on it. You probably should actually take it with whichever way you carry your gun when you're out in the world. A drop leg holster does have a place, of course. I think they came about primarily because of the advent of all of these vehicle ambushes they got into at the sandbox, but I'm not really sure. I know that, like, SWAT teams are now going to having the holster integrated on their vest. So they're doing away with the hip holster altogether. So, do they have a practical application? Well, yes, they do. They serve a very useful purpose, but what is that purpose? Many people see the SWAT teams and military personnel running around with their gear in a drop leg holster. And for some, you know, that sets off a light bulb, and they think since those guys have it, that they need it. Because remember the golden rule, everything that the cops and the military use is the best. Insert the sarcasm right there. Drop leg holsters are not inherently better, okay? They're never inherently just better. They have an application. They have a specific application, but that doesn't make them better. If you are a person that has short arms, for example, a drop leg holster is going to mean that you have to do the little, I'm a little teapot part of it to get down there to it. Why would someone need or use a drop leg holster? The number one reason is going to be mobility. SWAT and military personnel are using drop leg holsters because they wear full armor carriers or plate carriers. These type vests would not allow someone to carry a typical hip holster and easily access the firearm. Plate carriers, nowadays, some of these guys, they like to run their plate carriers without a side plate. But all of them come with an attachable cummerbund. And I don't, since I've never run with one of those things on, I don't really know how they work as far as all that stuff. But at the very least, you want your pistol canted away from your body so that when you draw away, you're not running into your equipment. Hence the drop leg holster. Drop leg holsters can also be more favorable for someone running. But certain holsters, particularly one size fits most nylon holsters, can be loose and not secure the firearm. I trained with a group one time. They came up, I think they were like a pseudo militia, and they all had drop leg holsters. They all had drop leg Uncle Mike's holsters. Uncle Mike, as a product, is fine, except when you're doing the one-size-fits-all and you're putting Berettas and 1911s and Glocks and XDs and Smith & Wessons and all of these things into them, one-size-fits-all means it doesn't fit anything specifically. It's just big enough and loose enough for everything to fit. We picked up about 8 pistols that day that fell out of these drop-leg holsters. So even with a hard plastic drop-leg holster from Safariland, Blackhawk, G-code, any of these guys that make these kind of things, the sidearm can become unsecured. Now, if you're someone who simply shoots at the range on the weekend only, a drop leg holster is probably not a practical solution for you. It's also very important to train how you plan to carry. If you're going to conceal most of the time, then train that way. Don't shortchange yourself by using a drop leg holster, when in reality, you will never wear one in a life and death situation. With my kit that I run, with the ISIS welcome wagon bag, I have a drop leg holster in it. And that's because I have a different pistol than the one I'm carrying on. And that's because that when I put everything on, no matter what I'm wearing, that drop leg is going to work. I just secure it to my belt and off I'm going. That's why I have it. That's the only reason to have it. So, you know, bear all of that in mind when you're looking at the stuff. Having said that, if you're going to get one, go get the G-code one. The G-code one is completely modular. Your OSH, your XST, your SOC, you can put an RTI attachment on it. Then you can run it on your belt. You can run it on your vest. You can run it on your drop leg. It can go wherever you need it to go. Completely modular. That's what I have. I have the mule and I have the regular drop leg. I'm not sure what that is called. But, I mean, if you want to run one of those, that's the one I would run. And it's the best bang for the buck. So, drop leg holsters, yeah, they have a place. Not often. Not often out there, but hey, they do have a place. So, we'll be back here in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.